The Department of Housing and Urban Development recently released a proposed rule to accept a private flood insurance for Federal Housing Administration insured loans. Joining us this morning to discuss what this means is Joe Rossi of the Massachusetts Coastal Coalition. Mr. Rossi, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So what exactly does this change mean?
Well, right now it's only a proposed rule. And the proposed rule is going to hopefully finally allow for private flood insurance to be accepted for FHA loans, which right now it's not. And this creates a hurdle for those that want to get a private flood insurance option for FHA, which is widely used for first-time home buyers and others as a federal housing program.
So what exactly does this mean for compliance aid?
Well, so what's going to happen is the proposed rule basically has the ability to allow for private flood insurance to be accepted, but there are some concerns. As you alluded to, the first one is a compliance aid issue, which means that the FHA rule basically conflicts with the existing private flood insurance rule for allowing banks to accept private flood insurance. So simply what that means is while the FHA rule does offer hope that we will be able to have private flood accepted for FHA loans, there are concerns among industry experts that there's going to be an issue with lenders actually being able to accept private flood insurance for FHA loans. So it's something that we're following closely. We don't want people to be discouraged by the concerns that have been raised. Industry has put forward letters that have been written to FHA or HUD, who oversees FHA, to basically say, you know, there are issues with the rule as proposed. Now, we won't have a final rule until later this year. So right now there has been comment that's been submitted. But we want people to know that there could be potentially on the way the ability for people to have private flood accepted by FHA. And this is going to be critically important because of all the changes that are proposed to the FEMA rating structure this year and FHA, along with other loans. Private flood insurance is going to potentially be a good option for those that are looking for alternatives to the federal flood insurance program.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.